Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives.
Welcome back to another solo podcast on Waking Up with Melissa. Today, we're going to talk about financial alchemy and ultimately, how do you transform debt into wealth? Let's dive right in. And I can tell you right off the bat that this episode is going to be potent, important, and intentional, and quite personal, because my intention is to bring forth a lot of the stories and a lot of examples on how I was able to attune to frequency of money and abundance and prosperity. And you know, I wish that I can tell you there's a checklist of 10 things to do and then it'll happen, but it really doesn't work like that. You really have to feel into it. And so I did break my trifecta method into three parts, and I'm gonna share that with you here on this episode. And this trifecta method is really an opportunity for you to attract and bring forth and attune yourself to a new timeline. When I say attune yourself to a new timeline, I want you to understand that the things that you want, you cannot bring them forth with the mind you have now. Let that sink in. The things that you want, if you want them, if you desire them, and you haven't seen them in your reality, it is simply because the thoughts that you're thinking are not matched up with that. So in many ways, we do have to create a vortex. We do have to create this alternative universe, this new way of thinking, this new way of being, this new human that from that perspective is able to manifest things that materialize. As we continue to walk through this conversation about abundance, I want to share with you that one of the things I'm really obsessed with is talking about currency and money and abundance and love. And the reason why is because, to be quite honest, it's triggering for so many people. We have this wrong, humans. We think that money belongs to certain people and that we have to do quite a bit of things in order to get it. But from my experience and from what I have found, that is not true. And take it from somebody who grew up with a lot of poverty consciousness, with a lot of lack mentality, with nobody really around me that was living in that abundant state. In fact, I was always around people who said they never had enough and they couldn't make ends meet. They had the worst outlook on life. You know, the typical, this is never going to happen to me. Oh, that's good so-and-so, but good things just don't happen. And so the more you're around that kind of energy, the more you actually start to operate in that frequency, because I think energy is like a cold. You know, the more you're around happy people, the more you catch that shit. And the more you're around people who are expanded and abundant and thriving and just their outlook is different, you catch that too. Why are so many people triggered when we talk about money? And I think I figured it out. It's because it's something that we feel we need. It's something that we feel we don't have and that we need to get it. But when you start to look at money in the ways of frequency and in the way of the energy of love and prosperity, you would never go out and say, I'm going to go get love. I'm going to do these 10 things and I'm going to get it. You would never say that. You would say, I'm going to start emanating the energy of love. I'm going to start operating in the energy of love. I'm going to be love. You would say that. And the more you would say that, the more your body would start to attune to that frequency. And then guess what? You actually start to attract those things that you're saying you are, because you attract what you are. You attract what you think. You attract what you feel. So let's break this down. I wish somebody would have taught me this a long time ago, but I actually had to go through lots of trials and tribulations to actually come up with this trifecta method that has walked me out of poverty, has walked me out of bad relationships. So many things that I didn't even realize were hindering my growth. And step one, I want you to write this down. It is awareness. It is simply the ability to understand what's there. You know, this may seem so simple for somebody. Yeah, whatever. Give me another step. No, I'm not going to give you another step, because if you're not aware of something, then you don't have the ability to shift it. You see, so many of us look at what potentially might be in the way and we almost turn our face away from it and don't want to act like it's there. But we have to bring awareness to what's there. We have to bring awareness to the fact that we may be struggling with being motivated or believing in ourselves. And if we do not bring our awareness to that, how can we ever change anything? This is our ability to gain profound insight into our belief, profound insight into our values, and more importantly, into our subconscious mind. We have to be able to bring the unconscious to the forefront. And that's what we get to do with this opportunity of awareness. And the quantum perspective of awareness is that ability to shift. And by the way, if you want a more extended explanation of the trifecta method, DM me right now the word attract, and I'll send you a link where I break this down into three videos. And then as we move along, we move into part two, which is all about the alchemy. And see, this is the part where everybody skips. So many people have the awareness that they want to be rich. So many people have the awareness that they want to fall in love. They also have the awareness of all of the things that are blocking them. And then they move from that to wanting to attract it. How can you attract anything good from that energy? You cannot. You cannot attract from awareness. Awareness is only meant so that as you turn on the television, you see the image. It is so that you can say, oh, I didn't know that was there. Okay, great. I didn't know, but now I'm aware. You see what I'm saying? The person that has awareness is truly a blessed being. As we move into part two, we start to talk about the alchemy. And to me, when I think about alchemy, I think about the elements. And the elements teach us this in such a beautiful way. And I'm talking about the ancient element of fire, and of wind and water. You see, when we look at the elements, they're always transforming. They transform right in front of our eyes. Water evaporates into the clouds all of the time. And so this is a reminder that we are part of those elements, and those elements are also within us. And the same way the elements have the ability to transform and to change and to bring in the alchemy, you see, our ancestors knew this so well. And so they were changing and playing with magic all of the time, changing things into gold and all sorts of beautiful things, because they knew by changing the chemistry of something, it changed what actually materialized. They understood the alchemy of actual healing and gratitude. We are the inner alchemist. We are the magicians of our life. And somehow, some way, we've forgotten that. So in part two, we really want to start to embark on a journey of transformation. We really want to start to bring forth into the mind's eye and pinpoint what are the exact stories, narratives, and examples that are blocking us. And I am absolutely not the person that's going to tell you, you got to go all the way back to year seven and recall the memory. You don't have to do all this bullshit, because at the end of the day, sometimes by doing that, we re-traumatize ourselves. I'm also not going to tell you to bypass it. What I'm going to tell you is to notice what's present, because that's all we need to do. What's in the past is in the past, and what's in the future is in the future. None of that actually really matters. Think about it. We place so much focus on, what do you mean? But the past made me who I am, and so does the future, and you never talk about that. Oh, well, that's because it hasn't happened yet. really, it's happened a lot in my mind. Your mind cannot distinguish between reality, whether it's you're sleeping, whether it's you're visualizing, whether it's something that's happened in the past, and you call that real. You're like, oh my God, please give me a break. That's not real. Says who? Is the past that happened to you any more real than what you can see in your mind's eye and vice versa? What's real is what's present. It's not to say that it hasn't made us who we are. Of course it has. Our environment, the way people nurtured us, how we were treated, all of that is an important factor to who we become. But the most important factor, I believe, are the things that you're allowing yourself to believe, which, by the way, I love that we're bringing this allowing into the conversation, because it is such a reminder that nobody's thinking your thoughts and nobody's forcing you to think anything. Nobody's forcing you to be in lack. Nobody's forcing you to be abundant. Nobody's forcing you to do anything. This is a conscious decision. So a person that starts to cultivate an abundant mindset, a person who cultivates their money mindset, best believe that is a decision that they wake up every single day and chip at that, and they work on it. It's not something that they do one time and then all of a sudden, rich bitch energy. It don't work like that. In the beginning, you have to start to untangle and you have to uncover, how is my operating system operating? Do I need an update? Do I have stories and narratives and programs that I just don't even believe anymore and I haven't actually like gone in to review and assess? The alchemy is the ability to transform. The alchemy is the ability to take where you're at and from the highest conscious level understand that you don't have to stay there. Like, if you like where you're at, great. But if you don't, I would say that's okay. And in fact, I don't want to say it's better, but it's an opportunity for you to learn and grow. If everything is working out and everything is always perfect and there are no bumps in the road, life would be just fucking boring. Why would we be here? We're here because we are learning about ourselves more. And it's through our reflections of people. And this is why people are such an important part of this planet and of this 3D reality. Imagine you were here on Earth by yourself. How would you have the reflection and the experience of who you are? You only know who you are through people. You don't know who you are by looking at yourself in the mirror. You know who you are by the things that you do, the positions that you're in, and the decisions that you make because of that. The way you speak up, the way you don't, the way you move, the way you lead yourself. And you see, you can't do it by yourself. You need the reflection of people. And then finally, as we start to move into the third portal, and when I say portal, I want you to really think about time collapsing. I want you to think about everything stopping and there being a wormhole to your desire. You know, so many people, it's so very hard for them to think about these things because they're only looking at life through one lens, and that's the lens that life is showing us right now with our 3D realm. But as you keep looking at your reality, I really want you to start to understand that you've already manifested this, and you did it by yesterday's thoughts. You did it by the thoughts you had last hour. Every single thing that you think about, you're constantly manifesting. And so as we bring in the third part in this trifecta method, now we're ready to actually attract. Once you have the awareness that something is there and that something needs to change, or that you desire to be at a certain place, and you move into the alchemy work, and this is where it gets good. And this is the part that honestly people skip. People skip the alchemy part. Why? Because it's fucking hard. Do you know how long you've been thinking your thoughts? Do you think just one video is going to change your life? No, it's not. It may give you the motivation to change, But ultimately, it takes dedication. And I was sharing this with our students the other day, why when I make a promise to myself, it is so damn important. My dedications and my rituals, there's something that I honor, because when I say that I'm going to do something, it's not just for me. It is also for my inner child. It's also me understanding that I have done hella healing to feel safe within my vessel, to feel safe within my spiritual being, and that I'm not going to let myself down, that other people can, and that's completely fine. And you can't control what people will say about you, and you can't control anything really that is outside of you. But what I can control is what I believe to be true about myself. And you see, I've worked so hard on the relationship that I have with the little version of me. And I can't let that person down. And so when I say that I'm going to do something, best believe I'm going to do everything that I can to fucking do it. And you see, that comes with the alchemy, with the work of deliberately, over time, being with yourself. And when I say being with yourself, I want you to understand that I'm talking about not running away from yourself. You know how easy it is to look at something that's bothering you, let it be the relationship, your business, a friendship, and just say, this is not working, I'm out. But what would change if we were to stay with it and to ask more questions and get underneath the reactions that we're having? Assuming this is not a toxic relationship, right? What would it feel like if we asked ourselves, what's here? What's present? How long has it been here? How can I start to do the healing work so that I can unwind this? You see, it's only in step number two, portal number two, the alchemy work, that you actually really get to rewire your system. You don't rewire your system in awareness, and you don't rewire your system in attraction. You can only rewire your system once it changes form. It's like a baby. It's like once you have a new baby, it's a clean slate, and you can talk to this baby however you want, and it will absorb it. It's like that. You have a new energetic baby. When you go into your system and you connect to the different aspects of yourself that are in trauma, that have been abandoned, that are in exile, this is my personal opinion, don't go in to relive anything. I go into my system to notice what's present today and to notice how that energy is affecting me today. And from the present moment, I reparent. From the present moment, I rewire. From the present moment, I bring words of affirmation. From the present moment, I feel like I energetically take this being out of prison. Because we're not just one being, we're a physical being, but we also are so complicated. We have so many parts to us, emotional parts, mental parts. There's so many things that make up a human. And so as we travel into the work of alchemy, that is when we start to set the stage so that we can attract. It is only once we allow whatever is in the way to transform and to transmute and to take a different shape by you inputting into yourself what you believe is true. You know, so often in the beginning when I used to do this work, I used to go into my system and I would find places of lack, and I would hold myself there, and oftentimes I would cry, and oftentimes I would get upset that I was still going through the same thing, that I thought, why can't I get over this? But I would just, with lots of love and compassion, just stay with that energetic part of myself. And then at a certain point, when it didn't feel so energized and things felt calmer, I would tell myself who I actually was. And so I was feeling the energy of lack, and I was holding myself in compassion. And then I was also rewiring my nervous system, and I was rewiring my subconscious mind by letting myself know that I am powerful and have the ability to create and change and that I am loving and that I am deserving and that I am all-knowing. All of these things I kept repeating to myself in a loop. And that I kept reminding myself that there was nothing standing in the way of what I wanted. That the things that look like mountains were also illusions that I keep making in my mind. I know that's hard to hear for the person who's like, what do you mean? This thing did really affect me and fuck me up, or it's really in the way. And it's like, yes, and what is the story you're telling yourself now about it? If it happened X amount of years ago or months ago or weeks ago, how is it affecting you now? And how do you get to change that? Not from force, not from pushing it down, but from the energy of you being your inner alchemist. And that's how you hear those stories where people have gone through the ringer. They've gone through things where you're like, how the hell are you alive? And they come out on the other side and they're like, I've never been happier. Why do you think that is? Because they turned that pain into purpose. They turned that thing into a gem. They felt the pressure, and instead of collapsing, they bursted out of the box. That's how you do it. But every time us humans get to the edge of feeling that pressure, you know what we do? Most humans, we just go run back into our cave. We're like, no, I don't want to do it. Too hard, too much. I'll do it later. I'll deal with it later. But that's not how you strengthen the muscle. You strengthen the muscle by meeting it where it's at, constantly, over and over and over. There's anger? Great. Meet anger. There's joy? Amazing. Experience it. Juice it for all it got. You're feeling anxious? Interesting. Get curious about it. Get underneath it. No need to bring shame. No need to overthink. Just look. That's what awareness is. When I think of awareness, I think of the eagle. I think of how can I see this from the highest perspective? If I was an eagle, if I was flying so high, how can I see this where I can see more of the picture? Because right now, I'm too close to it. And it's fuzzy. That's how you work with the energy of awareness and the ability to observe, the ability to look at what's there without the shame. Once you've done those two steps and you've mastered it, you'll have the opportunity and the fundamental principles to start to attract. You know why? Because what you attract really is about you aligning your thoughts, your emotions, and your action to whatever you want. What do you mean? Exactly that. Whatever you want, you have to align your thoughts, your emotion, your actions with your desire. I was on my Cosmic Genius call yesterday, and my student said, well, how do you stay in the energy and in the frequency of abundance? And it was interesting because at first I was going to say, well, you can't stay there forever. And then I was like, wait, that's actually not true. If we're talking about your emotions, yes, your emotions are very much like the ocean, and they're very much, you know, moving up and down and moving through. But you actually have a lot of control over your frequency. This doesn't mean you have to stay high vibe, but can you attune your frequency to expect miracles daily? Yes, I know this is true because I do it. Can you attune your frequency to always automatically look for the silver lining in every single thing that you move through? Yeah, you can. I do this all of the time. And so you can attune yourself to a frequency where your baseline is health, success, wealth. You can be that magnet because you see, the more you have lived experience and you start to understand that I'm expecting good things to happen. You're not going to wake up tomorrow expecting a bad thing to happen. You're going to wake up tomorrow expecting another good thing to happen. And now once you have 2 days, you're going to have three and four and five. And you may slip and you may have a moment, fine, because your emotions come in. And like I said, they're very erratic, very much like the waves. But then you pop back up because you know that you're not going to sink. We're not meant to be in lack. Actually, this may be a little triggering, but I don't believe it's quite normal to be in lack. And I don't mean that we're not normal because we experience lack, because trust me, I've experienced a fuck ton of lack. I just don't think it's our natural state. Our natural state is abundance. And when I think about the times that I've been in lack, it felt like I was going to die. Like, it was very visceral. I felt like I couldn't breathe. I felt like the world was ending. I'm collapsing. There's no point of being here, right? Like, that fear, that lack makes you feel like you have nothing. And that couldn't be further from the truth, because the truth is, we're everything. Humans, it's been such a pleasure hanging out with you. If you want more explanation on the trifecta method, I would love for you to DM me the word attract, A-T-T-R-A-C-T. My handle is I am Melissa Ruiz, and I will send you a free recorded 3-part series that you can watch and then you can tune into. And I'm going to challenge you this week to give yourself the opportunity to tune into this message. Give yourself the opportunity, the gift of being present with yourself, of being aware of what's there. Move into the alchemy so that we have the ability to transform what's in the way, so that when we move into attraction, it comes from a solid baseline. All right, humans, I'm so excited. I cannot wait to see you inside of this free series. Go with peace. Go with God. Breathe.